talk great Harry Mitchell for me.
You come quietly, sir.
I ain't going nowhere, Copper. What am I supposed to have done anyway?
Where are you taking me?
Here we are.
You can't arrest me. I ain't done nothing.
Surprise!
Miss! God, blimey!
Happy birthday, Mandeville!
Yes, happy birthday, Brother Mandy!
Well, blow them out then!
Blimey! Blimey, a cake!
I baked it myself, see? Now blow the candles out so that we can all get tucked in.
Oh, yes.
Here, blowing.
Yes! Hooray! Mandy!
I don't know what to say.
You can't arrest me. I ain't done nothing.
You know, I think that's what he was saying when I first met him.
Oh, did you really bake this, Superintendent?
Yeah, have a drink. Cheers to you, Brother Man.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks, all of you. Blimey. It seems like only yesterday I first saw you coming down that lane, Governor.
Oh, don't remind us. It feels like decades ago.
Oh, yes, don't. Or perhaps you should. I like seeing Norman squirm. Now, where was it you so conveniently ran out of petrol?
I can smell it now. Bacon? I don't know what you're cooking, brother, but it smells mighty good.
Great Bardlow.
Great who?
Great Bardlow's the nearest garage you can get that petrol can filled.
Ah.
And Rabbit. You're welcome to join me if you're agreeable to sit with the likes of me, Governor.
Conquest the name. Norman Conquest.
Oh, Mandeville. Mandeville Livingston. Oh, maybe you think I'm having you on.
No, not at all, brother. I take it you're not a native of these parts.
Me, Governor? No. I was in Great Bardlow yesterday selling monkeys.
You're selling monkeys?
Oh, not real ones, Governor, just toys, like this one.
Well, that's damn clever. He does a somersault. Here, I'll buy him.
Oh, I ain't got no change for that,
Governor. I don't want any. He's cheap at the price.
Okay, right. And a fuller. Just busting, sir.
I told you yesterday to get on your way.
Come along, Mr. Plod. You're all wrong about my pal, Mandeville Livingston. He's a charming fellow. As for trespassing...
I'll trouble you for your name and address too, sir. For you, you old gippo. I told you to get lost or I'd run you in.
You miserable old...
Whoa. Hold on. Steady, brother. Don't want to give this officer of the law any justifiable
I've
cause.
I've told enough already. But if he wants to add assault in a police officer...
Sergeant Roper?
You can't arrest me. I've never done nothing.
Oh, Miss Trevor. It's all right. Just a spot of trouble with this tramp. Try to assault me.
It would be fairer to say, Miss Trevor, that it's a spot of trouble with me. I annoyed the officer by calling him names, and we all lost our tempers.
Oh, Sergeant Roper. What? He couldn't hurt you if he tried. Just a wandering tramp.
They may be just a wandering tramp, but there's been enough funny things happening in this district already. All right. You've got the lady to thank for this.
Oh, that is sweet of you, Sergeant. I'm sure by tomorrow you'll never know he's been here.
Yeah, well, let's hope so, shall we?
Look at this. It does smell good. Are you staying near here?
Well, since you ask, yes. Yes, I am. Conquest, the name. Norman Conquest. I'm staying in very comfortable rooms at the inn in Great Bardlow.
Primrose Trevor. The Red Lion, yes, it's rather fun, isn't it? Oh, well, cheerio.
Well, now that Beauty and the Beast have gone on their way, it's about time I pushed off as well and found that garage before it gets too dark.
You're stopping the night, then, are you?
Yes. Yes, I think I am. Well, you'll do well to take our advice, Brother Mandy, and up sticks tonight. Next time Mr. Plod comes round on his beat, he'll be after a quarrel. And you may not have anyone with charms as persuasive as Miss Trevor to stand up for you.
Still here, are you? You dirty old paraffin. Right. Let's get shot at you while we don't have an audience, shall we?
Who's there? Hey, what are you?
No, you don't!
We present Christopher Casanova as Norman Conquest and Bonnie Langford as Pixie in Miss Dynamite. Adapted for radio by Guy Fithin from the book by Barclay Gray. Miss Dynamite.
Hello, Pixie. I thought I'd give you...
Desperado, what's up?
Up? Nothing at all, you young chump.
You're not kidding me a bit, Desperado. You should have been back last night, and now you call up with that who me tone in your voice that tells me you're on the brink of yet another spree of daring do. What's the new setup?
There's no setup, funny face. I ran out of petrol on my way back, and then I ran into an old tramp fella near Great Bardlow, and while we were eating his rabbits...
Well, if it's not another risky escapade, the only thing you attract quicker than trouble is... Who's the girl? Blonde or brunette?
Well, as a matter of fact, there is a girl, and she's blonde and blue-eyed.
Great Bardlow, did you say?
Yes. I'm staying at the Red Lion. Pixie?
You might at least give me an inkling of what sort of trouble it is you're getting into this time.
Pixie, I can't tell you anything because there's nothing to tell. And there's no earthly point in you coming out here. Now, be a good sport, and the instant I need you, I'll call again. Cheerio, Pixie!
Desperado!
Damn.
Oh, morning, sir. It's a rare bad business, so it is.
What is? Don't tell me you're out of ham and eggs.
Oh, but of course, sir. You've only just come down. You've not heard. Trust you had a peaceful night anyways.
Had what, Boniface?
Why? About the murder.
Murder?
Our policeman.
A Sergeant Roper?
Some old tramp, they say. Bashed his head in. Sir Hastings Trevor found the sergeant lying dead in the road about midnight.
Miss Primrose Trevor's father?
Ah, that's him. Well, there's not much more to tell, sir. There ain't many round here as had a good word for Roper. Hadn't been here long and, well... But nobody wanted to see him murdered.
I met him. And I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but he was asking as plainly as anyone I've met to be hit over the head.
It's time they clear them tramps and gypsies off the road. Riff-raff, I call them. It was that old boy who was here yesterday, selling those stinking monkey toy things.
Oh, yes? And why do the local masterminds of the constabulary jump to the conclusion that this tramp did Roper in? There must have been locals with stronger reasons.
Aye, maybe, sir. But there's the evidence. Inspector Marshall was put onto the tramp because he found one of them monkey toys under the body. Must have dropped out of his pocket in the struggle.
There was a struggle?
Oh, seems like it. When the police went to find the tramp, they found him asleep in his tent with blood on his clothes. They found a murder weapon in the ditch right nearby, a great bludgeon of wood with rope, was blood and hair and worse all over it.
Well, what have they done with him?
The tramp? Well, they've got him at the station.
I think I'll skip the eggs and ham, Boniface.
Very good, Miss Trevor. Thank you. Thank you very much. Much obliged for your help. Here, what do you think you're doing? You can't come in here and sit at my desk like that.
Don't be silly. I am doing it. I understand you've got a prisoner here, locked away in your darkest, dankest cell.
It's none of your damn business who we've got here. I don't know who you are.
Take me to him. I want to see him. Oh, Inspector Marsh, isn't it?
Yeah.
My card. Williams is the name. William Williams of the Yard.
Chief Inspector? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't know that the Chief Constable had already contacted the Yard.
Now we've covered the formalities, Inspector. The prisoner?
Yes. Yes, of course, sir. He's claiming he's innocent, but then they all do. Looks like a straightforward case to me.
Does it? I think there's more to this case than you suppose, Marsh.
Hello?
What?
Speak when you're spoken to, ma'am. Right, you can leave us to it. I want to have a few words with the accused in private, if you take my meaning.
Yes, sir.
Never mind my explanation. There's no time. He may rumble me at any moment. You better spill your beans while the spilling's good.
I never done it, Governor. God, when they woke me up, I felt like I was still in a dream. I never killed him. There's something funny going on here. They reckon there was one of me monkeys on the road under him.
Hold on. Something funny. That's exactly what Roper said.
What?
Well done, Brother Mandy. Sergeant Roper said to Miss Trevor something like, he may be just a tramp, but there's been funny things going on around here. I thought it was odd at the time, but I'd completely forgotten until you reminded me.
My God! Conquest! I might have known it.
No one else would have the nerve to pull a stunt like this. What the hell do you think you're doing?
Hello, Bill. You do have a habit of turning up at just the wrong moment.
Dishing out my cards, passing yourself off at me, impersonating a police officer is a criminal offence, though. Come on out of it.
You're for it now, sir. Keep your pecker up, Brother Manley. These muddle-headed cops can't keep you in here for long. Now then, Bill, where shall I begin?
I ran out of petrol. I chanced on old Livingston. We got a ticking off from a hulking bully of a police sergeant. I saw a pretty face and, on an impulse, decided to stay a night in the village. Just that. And I apologize, Inspector Marsh, for hoodwinking you, but I had to speak to the wrongly accused.
Wrongly?
Yes, I believe so. Just examine the evidence. First of all, there's a little monkey toy found under the body. Beautifully convenient. Too convenient. You find the accused exactly where he was yesterday and sleeping like a baby. So clear is his conscience, he sleeps like a log without even troubling to clean the bloodstains from his jacket. Oh. And he cunningly conceals the murder weapon in the ditch right next to him.
Yes, I know he didn't run, but the trouble is, Conquest, all this evidence is as damning as hell. There's nothing at all to suggest it was faked.
Tell me, Inspector, near the body, were there any signs of a struggle?
Yes. Yes, there were.
Lie?
There were scuff marks on the road and scratches. There was a patch of oil, and...
That alone ought to be enough to establish Mandeville Livingston's innocence. If he and Roper had struggled, the little tramp wouldn't have stood an earthly chance. A swift blow to the head from behind, maybe, but a struggle? That's where the evidence fakers overdid it.
By God, Conquest, I believe you're right. Now, that's a big point, Marsh. Oh, have you checked to see if there's any trace of the oil you mentioned under the tramp's boots?
I'll go and have a look, sir.
And by the way, Bill... Since when has Scotland Yard had an interest in paltry rural crimes? You're here because the Yard doesn't accept the evidence, isn't that right?
You're a dumb sight too shrewd, Conquest. I'm going to take you into my confidence only because you'll just go off on your own if I don't and get under everybody's feet. Well, a week ago, Roper sent a letter to the Chief Commissioner. He wanted an interview with the Chief. He'd gone over the head of Marsh here. Reckon he'd come across something big. The Chief saw red, said Roper was up for glory and an early promotion. Well, now he's dead.
I get it. The opposition was onto the fact that he was onto them, but they couldn't just bump him off without a rising suspicion, so they wait. And when this tramp showed up, they saw their opportunity. A murder, an arrest, and a rope for poor old Livingston after the next county assizes.
There's dirt on his boots, sir, but no sign of any oil.
Well, it's something, but on its own in court. Hey, Conquest.
I just thought of something. Other than me, there's only one person who knew about Livingston's little altercation with Roper. Now I'll have to leave you chaps to the paperwork. See you later, Sweet William.
Good morning. Would you be kind enough to inform Miss Trevor that her friend, who is partial to smoke rabbit, would like a word?
Beg your pardon.
I dare say you do, but Miss Primrose will understand.
You a friend of the lady's?
Brand new, in fact. I met her last night, and we talked of rabbit smoked over a campfire.
What on earth are you talking about? It's all right, Dawes. I'll deal with it. Miss Trevor is not at home.
Sir Hastings, Trevor?
I'm Sir Hastings' private secretary. Stangley's the name. And just who are you, exactly?
Who is it, Stangley, eh?
My name is Norman Conquest.
What do you want with my daughter? Reporter fella, are you? I'm telling you she's indisposed.
I'm no reporter, Sir Hastings. I had an idea that your daughter might be able to help that poor bloke in the clink.
If you mean that wretched tramp that murdered poor Sergeant Roper, you're wasting your time. My unhappy daughter is positively ill. She holds herself partly to blame for Roper's death. She feels that had she not intervened on that tramp's behalf, Roper would have arrested the man earlier in the day. But I'm damned if I know why I'm standing here discussing this with you.
All the same, I'm sorry I can't have a word with your daughter. Phew, we make rapid strides. If that bloke doesn't know who killed Roper, then I'm a...
What, Conquest?
What the...
I tripped away, the trees concealed me. You must go right away, forget everything.
Go away and forget? What do you think I am? Are you in danger?
If I'm seen even talking...
Meet me somewhere else, then.
No,
later.
No.
Tonight.
All right. The stile, where we first met, where the tramp had his camp. I'll meet you there at 10 o'clock.
Wait. Primrose!
Roper was very neat and tidy.
Oh, I see, Inspector.
Now, don't go touching anything, Conquest. We've been through it all, meticulously, every drawer, every pocket, nothing. Oh. Yes, I searched under the bed. Yes, I'm behind there.
Hold on. Look here.
In at the back of the wardrobe.
No, it's just where a muddy boot or a shoe was scraped along.
Yes, but it goes right up flush to the back wall. Can you see? Which means only one thing. When that mark was made, the back wall of the wardrobe wasn't there. It must be a false back.
You're right, Mr. Conquest. Now, let's get this shelf out, eh? That's what's holding it.
Well, by damn, another cupboard hidden behind. Oh, this looks like he made it himself. It's like something a cap burglar would wear. There's even a hood look to button onto the rest of the suit. Do you think
he didn't want to be seen in the dark, that's for sure. Now, what the heck has he got a pair of rubber waders hidden back here for?
Whatever nocturnal activities the sergeant was up to, they were conducted near or even in the river. The legs of this outfit are still damp.
There's something caught in the bottom of the pocket here.
Shades of Tiffany.
Good God, that's one of Lady Launceston Bevan's stolen earrings.
Well, well.
Who's?
A big Mayfair robbery about a fortnight ago. Lady Launceston Bevan, a big society hostess.
Where did Roper get it?
So that's their racket.
What is?
Bill, you stand there, Chief Inspector, CID, and ask what racket? £2 million is netted every year by burglars and housebreakers. Last year in London alone, the figure was over 900,000. There was another big robbery just 2 nights ago.
You don't need to tell me, the Hotel Supreme.
So where does all the loot go? All these burglaries couldn't happen, Bill, unless there was a master fence behind them. Somewhere, there's a big brain. The burglars from all over the country cash their stuff in, and it disappears. Roper had a lead, and the fool kept it to himself.
And gets himself bumped off. And where are we? Are we no closer?
We've got the earring.
Where are you off, Conquest?
I need some air. I'm going for a walk.
Suits me.
Alone, I need to think, Bill. I'll be in the Red Lion later if you need me. Primrose? Primrose? What?
Oh, damn, brother, but a bit chanted, that's it. Oh, Gary! Oh, Brooklyn, okay, come on then, boy! Nail him!
He's out. Broke his skull by the sound of it. Quick, get him off the road. Come on. I get the orders.
Not a mark anywhere. Not even on the bank.
Right, get going. Back to the barge. We've been too long already.
Well,
we got him, miss.
I can see that door.
He's out cold, Miss Trevor. Should be out for hours yet.
You left no signs that might...
Not a trace. He had nothing on him except the ordinary things a man carries.
What?
Watch, wallet, keys, cigarettes, and a lighter that he dropped when he jumped in.
I'll take those, Stanley. All right, there must be no time wasted. Put him into the sack, weight it, and drop it over the side.
What, here?
Yes, here. We're right over dead water deep. Weight it well. When you've done that, transfer the goods across from the compartment to the mill. That's all, Stanley. Let there be no slip-up.
Get your hand over the rails, Ross.
He's booming heavy.
That's it! Now, 1, 2, 3, and... Right. Let's get to work. Get below and open the underwater hatch. When the goods are safely across to the mill, I'll turn the cable's motor off and you can close the outer door. Now, come on, let's get on with it. We've got to get back to Bardwell Hall before we miss.
Well, well. I see.
Good grief, sir. What happened? Are you all right?
My God, Conquest, where the hell have you been? You look like a drowned rat.
You're not so far off there, Bill. At some appropriate time, I'll give you the lowdown. Right now, I'd like you to come with me.
All right, Conquest, but where are we going?
Bardwell Hall. I'm going to give you Roper's murderer on a platter.
Bardwell Hall? What the hell have you been up to?
This is all wrong, Conquest. I haven't got a warrant. And all I've got to go on is what you say you heard. And think what it implies. If Sangley did kill Roper, is he connected to the Launceston Bevan job or the Hotel Supreme job of two nights ago?
Well, let's find out, Bill, shall we? I'm looking forward to this.
Can I...
Good evening. We meet again.
What the devil's the matter with you, man? Tell Sir Hastings that Chief Inspector Williams is here and would like to see him. Well, go on.
Yes, sir.
What is it?
How nice to see you again so soon, Sir Hastings. You seem overjoyed.
Oh, I'm sorry to intrude like this, Sir Hastings. Chief Inspector William C.I.D. I'd like to see your secretary, Mr. Sangley. It's important.
My secretary? What possible reason can you have for wanting to see the man at this hour?
I have reason to believe that Mr. Sangley can give me some vital information on the Roper murder.
What in God's name?
He came from Sangley's quarters.
That was a gunshot. Quickly!
All right, stand back, everyone.
Oh, my God. He shot himself.
Don't move him, Sir Hastings.
Bob, what is it? What was that bang?
Don't come in, Primrose.
Conquest here on his desk. Look, it's your wallet and this notebook. It's Roper's.
Don't look, Primrose.
It's Sangley.
And I'll bet those stains on that leather sole of his shoes, I'll bet that's oil.
Oh, Conquest, please come outside.
I was on my way, but something happened.
I know, it was Sangley. I've always been afraid of Sangley, and I knew he hated poor Roper. I couldn't send him to Father because Father always trusted him so much. That's what I wanted to tell you.
Well, it doesn't matter now. You're trembling.
Oh, it's cold out here. Oh, yes, hold me. I feel so shaky.
Rose.
Oh. Oh!
Primrose? Now what? Pixie!
They told me at the Red Lion I'd find you here, but I can see I needn't have bothered. You've obviously got everything nicely in hand, so to speak.
Damn it, Pixie, I told you not to come. Look, you needn't take any notice.
I can see you were right, Desperado. They were silly of me to come.
Pixie! Awake, Pixie!
Ah, oh, there you are, Conquest. You all right? He's a bit of a mess, I'm afraid. Not like you to get queasy, though. Poor old Sir Hastings in quite a state.
Really?
Seems Sangley had hurried him for Roper for some time, but Sir Hastings hadn't taken it seriously. Roper was investigating allegations that Sangley had made improper advances on a parlour maid who had subsequently left her job. Seems he killed Roper to try and avert the scandal. Anyway, here you are. Here's your things. They're safest with you, I suspect. More than likely to go bang, eh?
You'll never know, Bill.
And that, as far as I was concerned, was that. Remember, Conquest, case closed. And it would have been too for you, Mandeville, if you'd had the sense to take my advice when we released you. Oh, just for Bogart, then. Thank you.
And just what was your advice then, Bill?
I'm not telling you, not in front of Miss Joy.
Oh, Bill, I won't let you have any more cake.
Oh, all right, then. Well, what I can repeat is that I told him to clear off and put as many miles as possible between himself and this magnet for trouble of all kinds, Conquest.
Oh, and what did you do, Mandy?
I went straight over to see the governor at the Red Lion.
Except I wasn't the governor then, was I?
No. Well, I still can't fathom up why you offered me a job in the first place.
What made you come over to the Red Lion?
Well, if I'd have known then the scrapes you were going to get me into, I don't know as I would have. Well, what I still want to know, young Conquest, is why you never let on to me that there was still something up.
You never asked, Bill. And if you'd come and had breakfast with us that morning...
Ah, good morning, sir.
Morning, Bodyface. Livingston. So they sprung you, did they? Good show.
Sprung me, Governor?
Chief Inspector Williams and Marsh led you out of their deepest dungeon, have they?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's it, sir. I'm glad I caught you before you left. They say I've got you to thank, so, well, that's why I'm here, Governor, to say, well, to say thanks for all you did.
Skip it, Brother Mandy. Which reminds me, Boniface, we'll have two of your special ham and egg breakfast, if we may, and a pot of strong tea.
No, not for me, sir.
Take a seat. You're going to get outside this breakfast, Mandy. A man who's been in jug for a few days knows how to appreciate a decent meal. Besides, I'm not going anywhere.
You ain't?
I ain't. Well, once we've had breakfast, we'll go and find you a new suit.
Suit?
If you're going to be working for me, we'd better have you togged out properly, don't you think?
You offering me a job?
£5 a week.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding one bit, Brother Mandy. When I tell you that the temperature's going to get red hot from now on in, there'll be plenty of trouble.
But they got the bloke that done Roper.
The police have got a pestilential weasel who somehow ended up with a hole in his head before they caught up with him at that pile on the hill owned by Sir Hastings Trevor.
You can't mean that Sir Hastings is mixed up in it?
All I know for sure is that for reasons of their own, someone decided to rid themselves of the local officer of the law who had become too interested in their affairs. So no suspicion should fall on themselves. They splashed gore on the clothes of a stranger.
God love us, Governor. They? You're not saying that...
I'm saying Trevor's daughter is a woman of willowy grace, blue-eyed attractiveness, and... Well, in short, Brother, that she's quite a damsel. And she's a damsel that I reckon is still in a considerable spot of distress.
I see.
I plan to stick around for a while because I've got the idea that at the back of this murder there's a racket, to say nothing of vast quantities of boodle. So, it's a couple of quid for your work and £3 for dangers associated with a job. All fixed?
You're on, Governor.
You do, Brother Mandy. Now, have they cured that ham yet?
But how in God's name did he escape? You don't think he suspects?
He suspects you, just as he suspected Sangley.
But how do you know? Williams and Marsh were quite satisfied with my explanation.
It's Conquest we've got to thank for all this trouble. Without him, the police would have built up a case against the tramp and hanged him.
How didn't he drown? Oh, we shouldn't ever have killed Roper.
We had to kill him. He was on to us and he had to go, just as Sangley had to go.
You mean you killed Sangley? But how...
Oh, don't give me that pathetic look. If they'd arrested Sangley, he would have betrayed us all. When I saw Conquest come, it only took me a moment to go up to Sangley's room by the back stairs. How do you think Conquest's belongings and Roper's notebook came to be in his room?
My God, Primrose, what have you done?
What had to be done? Now, pull yourself together. Come. Well, Dawes?
Sorry, miss, but there's a girl here. About the advertisement you put in the paper for the new parlour maid.
Not now, Dawes.
She's come all the way from Clacton-on-Sea, miss.
Oh, right, well, show her in.
Miss...
Make no mistake. Conquest is dangerous. He's clever. Our one advantage is that he believes in me.
Mary Stevens.
Ah, do come in. You've come about the position?
Yes, madam.
Well, Mary, where have you been working?
At a boarding house in Clacton, madam. Here's my references, madam. The two ladies who run it say they don't want to lose me, but I'd like a change. The boarding house is on the telephone if you'd like to ring Miss Bloom and Miss Bliss up about
me. I don't think that'll be necessary. The wages are £50 a year, paid monthly, all right? Good. Then you're engaged. Dawes will show you to your room.
Oh, thank you, madam.
Pretty little thing.
Listen. Conquest managed to escape somehow, but he mustn't come back here. Do you understand? Too many people have too much invested in this operation for us to abandon it now.
Conquest is poison.
You cringing, weak-kneed, spineless rabbit. This setup's perfect. We're county people, rich and influential. Every aristocratic door is open to us. We can get the inside dope with no danger of suspicion. Then the boys make their grab, and the stuff comes back to us. Then it vanishes.
Yes,
are we going to be panicked into quitting by one man? Now get on to Nash and make very sure, Conquest never comes back.
I would never have recognized him without his whiskers. And in that suit.
You don't know what you're getting yourself into working for Conquest. It'd be like being perched on a powder keg.
Well, I can't have a job if I want it, is there? And if it weren't for Mr. Conquest, you'd still have me locked up.
See you back in the smoke then, Bill.
or give my regards to Miss Joy, Conquest.
Miss Joy, sir?
My pal, Joy Everard. She's quite a young lady. Well, you'll meet her for yourself when we get back to underneath the arches.
Underwear?
Well, like you, Brother Mandy, I have a deep-seated aversion to living under a conventional roof. We live in a place I designed myself. 3 interconnected arches under the railway tracks in Bayswater. Oh, it's full of surprises. I know you're going to like it.
You mean we're going up to London now?
Well, eventually, yes. I wouldn't lie to Bill, but first I'd like to take a closer look at a barge.
Right. Look at that driver. What's he doing? Acrobatics.
Aerobatics? The man's crazy as a goat.
He's diving straight at us, Governor.
Hang on, Mandy.
He's shooting at us.
Get out of the car. Quick, get into the ditch.
God love us, Governor. What happened?
Well, you can't say Bill didn't warn you. Sorry about your shoulder. I thought you'd rather I shoved you into the ditch than catch an assortment of bullets in your vitals. You, sure you still want the job?
I ain't had this much fun since I was...
Primrose!
What happened? Oh, thank God you're safe. Did it crash? I just saw it zoom down.
Oh, there's only some ass playing games.
Your car! They tried to kill you. I felt that something dreadful was going to happen. I was coming to warn you.
I'll see what's happened to the jam jar, sir.
It's all right. Don't cry. I'm the one that should be coming to help you.
I don't want you to be killed. First Paul Roper, now Sangley's dead, and I don't know what to think.
You've got to let me help you, Primrose.
But you can't. I'm so afraid. Afraid for you. After you kissed me, all I wanted to do was get away to safety.
Listen, Primrose, you've got to tell me everything. Your father.
It's at night, when everyone's asleep, that strange things happen. Sangley was the cause of it all. After he came, he had Dad in his power, I believe. At night, too, mysterious men come and go. I know you want to help, but you can't fight them all single-handed. I'm safe. They won't harm me if you go away. I wonder about Dawes, too.
And the rest of the staff?
They're all right, all of them. Most of them are from the village. It all seems to have something to do with the mill, the one down at the river. That's why I was coming to see you. I wanted to show it to you.
Can you get me inside?
I don't know, perhaps. But I must get back now. They'll be suspicious.
Tonight. Meet me at the mill. Primrose, you must let me help you.
Right. Meet me there at 10. I just want to be alone with you as though none of this had happened.
Be careful. The damsel in distress, sir.
And what a damsel, Brother Mandy.
If you don't mind me saying, Governor, there's something about her.
There certainly is. Now, will the Hispano drive?
Oh, yes, sir. The damage looks worse than it is.
Come on, then. Let's get over to that barge.
Hang on, Governor. Let me get this right. They knocked you out, tied you in a sack along with a load of old anchor chain, and dumped you in the river from that barge. So, how in the name of hell are you here?
It was a bit of a chilly moment, Brother Mandy. The shock of hitting the water brought me round. But what actually saved me was a dodge I picked up from a thief in the souks of Marrakesh. Tell me something. How many people who mean you no harm grab you by the lapels?
I don't get it, Governor.
I've had my tailor sew razors into my lapels. If anyone grabs me, they...
Oh, Governor, that's nasty.
Well, it saved my life. I was able to use them to slice through the sack.
And the razor through fingers.
And then I swam back up to the surface. Sangley was on the deck. And I heard him tell someone, I suspect it was Dawes, to help him transfer the goods over to the mill.
I thought the flour went from the mill onto the barges.
Exactly. Now, look at the anchor chain and the ropes to the quayside.
They're slack.
But the Nancy Lee is holding her position. There's another cable or cables under the surface tethering her to the mill, and it's along those cables that the goods, whatever they are being transferred in secret.
Well, I'll be.
Miss Primrose?
Yes, Dawes, what is it?
It may be nothing, but that new parlourmaid...
Are you mad with all the problems we've got and you're worrying about stuff?
There's something about her. She's too good.
Dawes,
doesn't Conquest always have a girl with him?
Everett or something.
Wait, you're right. The Vogler business, there was a girl. Everard, Joy Everard. Do you know where this Mary Stevens is now?
She's upstairs, turning down the beds.
Bring her here.
Finish with those beds, Mary. You're wanted downstairs.
Oh, shan't be a tick. What am I on the carpet for?
How should I know? The mistress says she wants you in the library. Oh. I didn't say you were on a carpet.
Oh, no, but by the grip you've got on my arm, this is an appointment I'm not allowed to miss.
Just get down the stairs.
After you, Dumbo.
What?
Oh,
what? Oh, what?
Where is she, George? The girl, where is she? You clumsy fool. Brought down by a slip of a girl.
She'll get away.
She's got away. And you let her. We've got to get to the mill. We'll deal with her after we've got paid to conquest.
Primrose, my foot. More like poison ivy. You great sap desperado.
Over here, under the trees. Oh, conquest.
I want you to clear out now. Things are going to get a bit hot around here. Mandeville's waiting to
take
you.
You don't understand. I can't desert my father. I can't betray him, whatever he's involved in. He is my father, God help him.
Listen, Primrose.
No, I can't just leave him now. I can't. He's here now.
What?
In the mill, he's in there now. I know he's involved in some kind of criminal work. I just don't know what.
Right, I think it's time we took the lid off things, don't you? Now, how can we get into there without attracting any attention?
There's a side entrance, I'll show you. Is that a gun?
Just my pocket torch. Stay close to me now.
I will.
And how were Sir Hastings or all our little diamonds tonight?
Good God, Conquest! Primrose, what are you doing with them?
Yeah, naughty, naughty, Sir Hastings. Don't get up and keep your hands on the bench where I can see them.
Dad!
Don't hit me, man! Primrose, tell him.
Nice little workshop you've got here, so that's the setup.
No, this is. Easy, Conquest. Make a move and she gets it. I'll steal, lady.
Well done, Dawes. Now drop the torch, Conquest.
Your own daughter, you wouldn't.
No, but he will. Now drop it, please. Thank you. Tight hands, Dawes. No tricks, Conquest.
Well, Sir Hastings, as pretty an operation as ever I saw. And if you'd behaved yourself decently, you would probably have carried on unhindered.
Oh, with you out of the way, I shall. Take your cigarette case and the lighter. Oh, yes, we've heard about your gadgets.
The stuff from the Hotel Supreme job? Or are they still the Lawson Bevan heirlooms you're melting down? Where do they go on those barges, the gems, once you separated them? Amsterdam?
You think you're clever, don't you, Conquest? Well, I'm standing at the clever end of the gun. Where's the Everard girl?
Leave her out of it. She knows nothing of this. She's in London.
Don't give us that. She off broke my arm. I'll kill her.
Well, it's a shame she didn't break your neck, you pea-brained gorilla. You half...
Shut it, you. I'll smash your face in. You... Oh, my feet!
You shouldn't grab people by their lapels. And I can still kick you where it hurts. Get the gun, Primrose. You can bump me over the head.
Oh!
Try to drown me in a sack.
Oh!
But you threaten my pal Pixie. Ah! You've overstepped the mark. There. A nice, clean job. Not bad with both hands tied behind my back. Keep him covered, Primrose.
I've nearly got them free.
Primrose.
Reach Conquest.
Kill him. Kill him now.
Oh, don't look so shocked. What did you think?
That with my long blonde hair and willing lips, I must be an innocent.
Good grief, you're a cold-blooded killer and you'll swing for it. Roper was a damned efficient police officer, too efficient, and he was bludgeoned to death for it by Sangley and Dawes, and Sangley was told to do it by you.
I should have done it myself.
Yes, you'd have made a better job of it, like the job you did on Sangley.
I was going to have you killed with the tramp. And your Miss Everard. But do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give myself the pleasure of killing you now.
Not if I can help it.
What the?
Ow!
Pixie! You shot her! You shot Pixie!
Shoot him, Primrose! Shoot! He'll kill you!
Give me that gun, you! And you, Hastings! Take this, Brother Mandy.
Leave them to me, Governor. See what you can do for young Miss Joy. Oh, God, she flung herself in front of you. If that hellcat so much as moves a finger, I shall send her back to Hades full of lead.
Hello, Desperado. Bill Mandeville.
The doctor tells me everything's going to be all right.
Your arm.
Oh, it's not like yours.
You, I'm glad to see you, Miss Joy. I thought you'd like to know we nabbed Trevor and his daughter, along with Dawes. And we found a book with the names of all the lesser crooks, and they're all being rounded up this minute. Oh, you've been keeping us pretty busy, I can tell you.
Glad to hear it, Bill.
Oh, well, I'd better get back to it. You are going to end up with a substantial reward, young lady. Oh, cheerio.
I'll be getting along too, miss. See you back home soon underneath the arches, I hope.
Thanks for coming to see me, Mandeville. Hello, Desperado.
I can't begin to say the things I ought to say, Pixie. I wish you'd stop smiling at me like that.
Oh, there's plenty of time for me to be cross with you. Right now, I'm enjoying seeing you squirm. You great chiseler.
You little Pixie.
You cockeyed chump. I don't know how you're going to make it up to me.
I don't think I ever can.
You can take me away for a long recuperative holiday. Just the two of us. Somewhere down south. A long way from any hint of an adventure.
Well, we'll have to take Mandy. Where do you have in mind? Bournemouth?
Actually, I was thinking more south of the equator.
It was a bit of a close one, miss. Wasn't that island a bit hot?
Well, it was glorious, Mandeville. You really should have come along. Golden beaches. Do you remember, Norman? And all those gorgeous bronzed fishermen.
Strangely, they don't seem to have left the same impression on me as they have on you.
I don't like it when it's too hot, miss.
Well, that's just it, Mandeville. It wasn't too hot at all. In fact, there wasn't the slightest hint of any trouble until the moment we touched down on the runway here. And then it all hotted up again pretty quickly.
Has it ever occurred to you that it might be Mandy that attracts the trouble? Or Bill?
I can't believe I heard you say that.
I've said it before, and I'm sure it won't be the last time you attract trouble, Conquest.
Like bad meat attracts blowflies. Well, Mandeville, in a forlorn hope that things are going to be a little quieter in future, we've got a birthday gift for you that we hope will keep you from getting too bored.
What? It's ginormous.
Well, that's partly why we had to get you here. There was nowhere really to hide it underneath the arches, but it is from all of us.
Ah, a wireless. Oh, miss.
Happy birthday. Turn it on, Mandy.
Yeah, hang on. This is Scotland Yard. You'll have me drummed up the force.
The valves only take a moment. Would you care to dance, Miss Everard?
After all that Primrose Trevor nonsense, I thought you'd never ask. You great chump.
In Miss Dynamite, adapted by Guy Fiffin from the book by Barclay Gray, Christopher Casanova played Norman Conquest and Bonnie Langford played Pixie. Richard Davies played Superintendent Williams and Colin Spall, Mandeville Livingstone. Linda Regan played Primrose Trevor, John Woodvine, Sir Hastings Trevor, Gavin Muir, Dawes, Anthony Jackson, Sangley, and Lyndon Gregory, D.I. Marsh. Music was composed by Robert Rigby. Miss Dynamite was produced by Stuart Richards and Michael Cameron and was a Mr. Punch production. The director was Adrian Bean.